Behind every big hit.
He will score! And the Twins win it!
And every key strikeout.
Swing and a miss, he got it.
There are a lot of important decisions being made on the diamond and throughout the organization. And now, here's your inside look at your team on Inside Twins.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Inside Twins. We are live here at gorgeous Target Field. In fact, coming to you just outside the Thomson Reuters Champions Club as we get set for Game 3, the rubber game of this three-game weekend series. Twins and the Astros coming up at about 1:10 Central Time. This program takes you up to the bottom of the hour. Chris Atterbury in today's pregame show at 12:30, and then Game 3. Irvin Santana, 2-4 for the Twins, and Lance McCullers, a young righty, in the same draft as guys like Byron Buxton and Carlos Correa, the 2012 draft, and McCullers also a first-round pick. He will go today for Houston. I'm Corey Provis. We welcome your questions today. You can reach us in two ways, by email, InsideTwins@TwinsBaseball.com, or via Twitter, #InsideTwins. And our guest today is the assistant GM of the Minnesota Twins and team vice president. We say good afternoon to Rob Anthony. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing well, Corey. How are you?
Great to see you. Great to have you back on the show. It's been a while, but good to have you back here today. The Twins entering play, Rob, a game and a half back of the Rangers for that second wild card spot. And the last day that the Twins will play in the month of August, happening today with the off day coming up tomorrow, and a chance to end this month 500 and also win a series against a very good team.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
You look at what we have seen so far in this series. It was a long road trip, but a productive trip for the Twins, going 6-4 on short rest, it seemed like. Came back and had a good win on Friday. The offense, though, last night, not much. 1-for-14, men in scoring position. But another game where the Twins are not getting enough innings from their starting pitcher.
Yeah, and that's been a problem. I mean, we went 6-4 on that road trip, and our starting pitching really wasn't very good. And we overcame that with some great relief pitching and with some timely hitting. And the first two games of this series, again, we're just not getting enough out of our starters. And the offense has been a little bit dormant the last couple of days. We scratched across some runs to win on Friday. They aided us a little bit there, but last night we just couldn't get anything going, and we played a poor game last night. We made mistakes, and we did some things that you might have seen us do early in the year, but we've cleaned that up a lot lately, and last night just was a bad game for us.
Getting back to the starting pitching woes of late, the Twins have gone 8 straight games without having their starter go 6 innings. Amazingly enough, though, in that stretch, the Twins are 6-2. So history tells you that's pretty tough to do, but you can't keep going out there. You know that, not getting enough innings and relying on your bullpen time and time again. Numbers tell you it's going to add up eventually.
Yeah, no question. I mean, we're defying the odds by going 6-2 when our starters aren't giving us much, and you're taxing the bullpen, and pretty soon those guys are going to wear down. You know, fortunately, we're rolling into September, and we can bring in some additional arms to try and reinforce, but the fact of the matter is we got to get more out of our starting pitchers, and these are the guys that need to get it done for us. They need to give us 6-7 innings, and we've proven that when we get 6 or 7 innings, we've got a pretty good formula with guys at the back end to finish the game off. So we need these guys to step up, and we got a month left in the season. We're a game and a half out, and it's right there on the table for them.
That's a good segue into September. Because of the lack of innings from the rotation of late, maybe come Tuesday it was going to be one arm, possibly two, from the minor leagues. But do you need maybe 3 or 4 right out of the gate?
We'll see. You know, I've talked with Paul a lot the last couple of days, and Terry's in Rochester, so he's seeing the Red Wings right now. He was in Chattanooga last week, so our best evaluator's out there putting eyes on these guys and determining who can help us in our run in September. So we'll figure that out here probably in the next day or so, and have guys on a plane and ready to go here on the first. But yeah, I know we're going to at least add 2, if not 3 arms on right away on Tuesday.
Terry was there to see Jose Berríos strike out 12, have a great start for Rochester earlier in the week, and Berríos is set to start tomorrow for AAA. Is that still the case? Is he going to make that start tomorrow?
Yes, he's going to make that start, and Terry's going to be there. And after that start, Terry's going to make a call. Can this guy come up and help us, or is he just not quite ready for this? And, you know, it's a big decision. You're putting him on the roster. You're going to have to create a roster spot, so somebody's going to have to come off the roster, so you're subject to losing somebody else that's on the 40-man. Mm-hmm. And more than anything, you know, we're deep into the season, and we're looking at this guy and trying to determine if he's going to come up and help us. Then we're all in, and we wouldn't be hesitant to make that.
Will the end call be, though, innings limit, innings restriction on Berríos if he does get the call? Forget the stuff. The stuff at times can be great, but he's young, and he's at, what, 150-some-odd innings, and you go up about, what, 15, 20% annually for a young arm. Would innings limit, would that be at the end call to see Berríos up here or not?
I don't think that's going to be the deciding factor. I think Terry's going to be able to see what does this guy have left in his tank, number one. And innings are a factor. You know, there's a rule of thumb. Some say 20%, some say more liberally 30%. But as much as anything, you watch the guy and you determine where's this guy at. Is he strong? Is he going good? And obviously being in the situation we're in, if we were 20 games out, you wouldn't bring him up. You would just say, you know what, this guy's had a pretty good year. Let's let him go home. Maybe he pitches a little in Puerto Rico over the winter. Just be ready for spring training. We're not. We're in a situation where we have a chance. And if this guy can help us, we'll look at that. And he may be up here. He may be in the rotation. He could come up and pitch out of the bullpen. But more than anything, I think Terry just wants to see one more time exactly where this guy's at.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, dive into more September roster discussion, get into some other personnel as well. Inside Twins continues next with Rob Ancety on your home for Twins baseball.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Inside Twins continues. Twins and the Astros coming up at 1:10. Urban Santana and Lance McCullers, the pitching matchup for Game 3. Corey Provis with Rob Ancety. Rob, let's get back briefly, if we can, to September roster expansion. What are the needs, you think, going into the September for the current 25-man Twins team you see out here every day?
Well, I think we need additional arms. We've had to go to the bullpen, as we've discussed, too early and too often. So to get some guys, you'd like to have somebody who can pitch some length in the middle, but they have to get guys out, you know. And if you fall behind in a game 5-1 in the third inning, you'd like to be able to put somebody in that you think is going to hold the tide, not allow them to score for the next four innings, so that you got a chance to come back, rather than just putting somebody out there that can give you 3-4 innings and might give up another 3-4 runs. We're not in that situation, and we're not willing to settle for that. So you're always looking for a third catcher so that you can pinch run or pinch hit and have that extra guy. So I think you can look for us to bring another catcher up so we have three, usually an extra infielder and an outfielder. But with Aaron Hicks being ready to come off on September 4th, he starts a rehab assignment today at Rochester, and if everything goes well, he should be ready to join us on the 4th, so he could be that extra outfielder.
Speaking of guys that may come up, positional players, is it going to be Kenny Vargas or Oswaldo Arcia? Will it be Danny Santana or Jorge Polanco? Do you need both, or will it be one of the two at those various spots?
I think you're looking at or. I don't think we need to have a lot of duplication, and the guys that are coming up are mostly going to be bench players that you use in different roles, so there's not much need to bring up both Santana and Polanco to do the same thing, and same with Vargas and Arcia. So those are the decisions that we'll make here in the next day or so. But yeah, I would say it's or.
And Santana's bad. You see his numbers of late, especially middle of August up until the end of the month, and Terry's been down there to watch. Promising numbers, right, for Danny Santana offensively?
Yeah, and he had a big night last night. He hit a couple home runs, his first two home runs at Triple-A, and he had another hit. So I talked with Terry this morning, and he said he had a very good game, and he was out in center field, and he has that ability to play out there in the outfield as well. So that gives you a little extra versatility, plus he's pretty good base runner and base stealer, so if you need to pinch run, he's a good guy to throw in there.
Oh, he's been playing some outfield down there. It hasn't just been short?
No, he I think last night he was in center, but I don't know how much he has before that, but they got a look at him last night in center field, so it's not – he's a pretty good athlete, and you saw that last year. He hadn't played center field or outfield for ages, so – and he jumped out there and did a pretty respectable job last year. So I don't think it takes much for him to switch gears and to go back out into the outfield.
Aaron Hicks on a rehab assignment, I guess you can call it that. He's going to make a debut today, I guess, for this current DL stint. The plan is for Aaron to DH for Rochester today, but then play not just center but also some right field.
Yeah, he's going to DH today and probably play 7 innings tomorrow, get 3 or 4 at-bats in, and then play a full 9 innings on Tuesday and Wednesday. that should propel him and be ready to go on the 4th for us, and hopefully he can join us then. But yeah, that's one of our requests, was that he play some corner outfield as well, so he gets a little comfortable in that situation. So if we have Buxton out there, he might leave Buck in center where he's always played, and move Aaron to a corner.
As Paul was saying yesterday on the show, it's kind of a good problem to have when you look at the outfield options he's going to have in September when Hicks does come back. If everybody stays healthy with Eddie and Torrey and Buxton and Hicks, you may see a nice combination there with those four.
Yeah, and I think that's been one of the keys to our success this year is the improved defensive outfield play. We've got much more range and athleticism in the outfield than we've had in the past few years, and the guys that you just talked about are very athletic.
Buxton had a good defensive game last night, struggling at the plate. He's back in the lineup today, hitting ninth in center field for game 3. We'll dive into Buxton's offense when we come back. Inside Twins rolls on next on your home for Twins baseball. Welcome back to Inside Twins as we continue from Target Field. Rob, we have a question here. This one comes from Clinton in Blaine, and this is about Josmil Pinto and some names we have discussed about possible September call-ups. Santana, Barrios came up in the prior segment. What about Josmil Pinto, who hasn't caught much since his DL stint with a concussion, now pretty much a DH?
For the rest of the season, I don't think he's going to catch. He's been catching bullpens, and he will remain a catcher, but I think for the rest of the season, just for his own well-being so that he doesn't take another foul tip or a ding, since we're this close to the end of the season, I think he will just DH for the rest of this year, but he will remain a catcher.
Is he an option, though, for a right-handed bat off the bench to join this team, or are you covered there with Sano, who's in there as a DH more times than not and provides that right-handed thump?
Yeah, it's tough to find at-bats for a DH, but he could be a right-handed bat off the bench for us, and his name is there in the discussion, whether we do that or not. He's still a little bit rusty. After being out so long, he went down to the GCL, and then he moved his way up to Fort Myers and now has rejoined Rochester. But when I talked with Terry the other day, he said he's fine. He said he's working hard. He just looks rusty, and he's catching bullpens, and he said he wants to catch, and all that's fine. We're just doing that to protect him. But if we want to just go get solely a right-handed bat off the bench, he is an option.
Do you look at September roster expansion differently this year because of where the team is at? Because this is a contending team. In the past, you just say, okay, you reward some guys and you bring them up, get their feet wet. But now you're trying to fill specific voids with this roster and with this team for what we hope is going to be a dramatic month of September.
Yeah, you need to make things manageable for the manager and coaching staff. You don't want to have a lot of extra bodies sitting around doing nothing. And when you're out of it and you're bringing some guys up and you're getting them some at-bats and a chance to get their feet wet, that's one thing. When you're in the race like we are, you're trying to fill specific needs and guys that you believe can help you at some point in September to try and get into the playoffs. So you have a little bit different definition. There's not as much of a reward system for a good year, and it's more a situation of who can help us.
What do you take away from Byron Buxton's struggles right now at the plate, Rob?
I don't think he looks very confident. I mean, since he had his 4-strikeout game the other day, he just doesn't look like he's very aggressive. He's taking some pitches that there are to hit, but more concerning is he swung through some 89, 90-mile-an-hour fastballs down the middle. So he's not seeing the ball very well in this game. So much of it is based off of confidence, and right now I think his confidence is a little low at the plate.
You see him kind of in between. Do I be aggressive with that first pitch, attack that maybe a first pitch fastball? Because if I don't, that's a strike. It's quickly it's 0-1, then 0-2, and then here we go again.
Yeah, and you can get in your own head when you start trying to predetermine swings and come up with a plan that you're taking to the plate, and next thing you know, the guy starts you off with a slider and you're swinging because you think it's a fastball. I think it's a matter of, you know, once he has a game and he gets a few hits, the encouraging thing for me was he made a couple tremendous plays yesterday. He covered the ground that we know he can and ran down some balls in the outfield. So he's contributing, which is a positive. I hope he realizes and understands that and doesn't get too down on himself. You know, it's just going to take a little bit of time for the offense to come.
Miguel Sano back in the lineup today, hitting fourth and DHing. Is he healthy enough to play third? Is the hamstring, I guess, healthy enough to, if he could, play third base, or still not there yet?
Yeah, I think he's probably fine, and I'm guessing for precautionary measures, there's no reason not to have Trevor over at third, but Sano will probably DH for a few days, but if we needed him to go to third, he certainly could.
Guy that will not play today for Houston, unfortunately, I think for all of us, is Carlos Correa, still out with his hamstring injury. Correa worked out here, didn't he, before the 2012 draft the Twins brought him in?
He did, and he launched some balls. And I tell you what, you know, everybody can say this, but we had the second pick in the draft. If Houston would have went Buxton, we would have went Correa, because he was not only impressive with the bat, but as a person and as a guy, he's very impressive. And I can see him being the next Jeter or the next, you know, face of Major League Baseball for years to come in a premium position. He's got a lot of talent and is a very solid, good guy.
And he's got the Alex Rodriguez body size, too. He's a big, big young kid, just 20 years old. Does he project to be a shortstop forever?
I think he can stay there unless he, you know, if he gets really big and loses some of his athleticism, but I don't see it. I think he's going to be a shortstop. He's going to stay there and be, as you said, a big-time offensive shortstop.
All right, we'll take our last break, come back, and wrap up Inside Twins next on your home for Twins baseball. Welcome back, Inside Twins. Concluding here, last couple of minutes left with Rob Antony. Phil Hughes remains sidelined with a back injury. Has this been longer than you envisioned when he first went on the DL?
Yeah, unfortunately, because I think initially Phil thought he would be okay and might just miss a little bit of time, but it didn't get better originally. So with a back injury, you kind of got to rest him, and now he's just on a throwing program, and hopefully he'll be able to throw a bullpen sometime in the next week. But when you're out as long as he has been now, it's going to take a little bit of time to build that arm strength up and get the pitch count up.
Are you running out of days, too, to send him out somewhere? If he was going to rehab somewhere, the Triple-A season ends September 7th. I guess could he start maybe a postseason game for Double-A? But are you running out of days to possibly send him out when he is ready to be cleared?
Yeah, he could go to, Chattanooga or Cedar Rapids and pitch in a postseason game if need be. That's legal to do that, but once our teams are done playing, if those two teams get knocked out, then the next option would be, you know, the Instructional League, and now you're getting into the mid to late September, and you're running out of time to get them prepared to even pitch this year, or if we're able to make it into postseason, he'd probably be ready then, but we need him now, quite honestly, to help us get there.
Have you and Terry completely slammed the door on Nolasco pitching again this season?
No, we haven't slammed the door at all. He's working very hard, and hopefully he is healthy before the end of the season and able to pitch, but that remains to be seen. With the ankle, he's doing all this stuff right now, but he has not gotten back to throwing, and I think there's a realistic chance that he's going to run out of days to be able to help us.
Irvin Santana today for the Twins. It's been a rough go for Irvin here in the month of August. I'm sure he's excited to turn the page into September. What has been his number one problem watching him the last month or so, Rob?
Boy, I don't know, but it's been frustrating. His command has not been very good, especially the fastball command. And, you know, his pitches have just been inconsistent, and when he runs into some trouble, he hasn't been able to have some damage control. So, you know, we need a good start out of him, and that's what we're looking for. And, you know, when we sign him, he ought to be the stopper for us right now.
And he was the guy the first few starts. He looked like that. He came out of the gate throwing the ball very well, but now it's just a lack of innings and I think a lack of fastball command.
Yeah, and that's what's really disappointing. We came out of the All-Star break in pretty good shape, and we're getting Santana back, and lo and behold, the second half, our starters haven't been very good.
Just a game and a half back, Twins and the Astros coming up, a game and a half back of the Rangers for that second wild card spot. Thanks for the time. We'll do this again next Sunday in Houston.
Sounds good.
All right, Rob Antony, kind enough to join us here today, Inside Twins, each and every Sunday during the baseball season. Game 3 coming up at 1:10. Irvin Santana 2-4. Lance McCullers 5-4 for Houston. For Rob Antony, I'm Corey Provis. Stay tuned. Chris Atterbury standing by. Today's pregame show is coming up next right here on your home for Twins baseball.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.